You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As far as local artists go, Lawrence Arabia can't really do much wrong with BFM, suits BFM down to the ground, and we love him. And James Milne, a.k.a. Lawrence Arabia, is in the studio with me this morning. Hi.
Good morning.
Normally we go, hey, guy, what's your last release? What's going on? But, I mean, you're here for a very timely and exciting reason this morning, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm desperately trying to get people to give me money.
It sounds Valentine-ish when I say Lawrence Arabia's Singles Club.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it is actually. Someone bought one of the pledges for their wife.
That's a cool present. Yeah. So what is, I mean, let's run people. Firstly, hi, thanks for coming to the studio.
You're welcome.
Amazing artist, of course. And what are you doing with this thing? A singles club? Lawrence Arabia Singles Club?
Yeah, I've got a Kickstarter that's closing today, and it's basically trying to get people to pre-order my music that I haven't made yet. And I'm releasing a single a month throughout this year. And then
now that's 12 singles.
Yeah.
That's a dozen.
Yeah.
A dozen songs that you've pre-written, yep, or that are sitting in the can, or?
Pretty much going to have to write them all throughout the year.
So Sarah suggested the other day that you...
I did bloody not. That was you.
But what? No, well, just before you jump down my throat to Sarah, producer Sarah Thompson, now you suggested that James writes songs of the moment.
Okay, yeah, no, you pedaled back. Well done.
Did I? And you write timely songs of your environment, like life as you see it at the time.
Well,
see,
maybe.
October of this year will be very different to today.
Yeah.
You know,
we might not
August,
even be here.
Well, I hope we are. But that's the spirit. You won't be able to do a single a month then, will you? But you know what I mean? So you'll be writing songs reflecting, it'd be like a time capsule.
It might. I mean, I don't. Well, actually, I mean, the first song is a little bit of a time capsule. But yeah, I mean, I might. Yeah, who knows? I don't normally. I tend to write songs from about 5 years ago, so there'll be sort of a time capsule of June 2012 or something.
So I mean, so you're challenging yourself this year, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
So a single a month, and then what happens? By joining up the Singles Club, which is easy enough to do. Everyone knows how to join up a Kickstarter. Make a pledge.
Yeah.
You can do that without, you could say, I just love Lawrence Arabia's music. I don't want anything back. Go, musician, go, live your lifestyle. You know, create your music. You don't have to get a little present back, but you do have presents.
I've got pledges. Presents, yeah. But I didn't want it to be all about the presents. It was basically just, I didn't want it to be a kind of, I didn't want it to feel like charity. I want it to be a genuine transaction and not gratuitous. So it's, I don't think there's too much stuff there, but there's a few items. People like the odd item.
Shall we run through a few of them?
Sure.
Well, I mean, the ones that you think are going to be the most attractive to people today.
I mean,
it should be just 11 hours.
Yeah. 9 o'clock tonight.
Whew, okay, let's go.
Do you want me to...
I'm just saying, if it's something as simple as just being a good listener and just $3 or more, what do they... They can get themselves...
The first song.
The first single.
Yeah.
The January song.
Yeah.
Which is
called Solitary Guys.
We'll play that next. You can have that for free to listen to now, but if you want to own it...
You can just tape it off the radio if you want.
Tape it. Then use a double cassette deck to make a mixtape. For $20 or more, you get to be a member of the Singles Club, fully sworn in. You can receive the single as early as they become available every month, plus photos and all sorts of things there. There we go. But maybe put in a bit more this Valentine's Day as a present, like you say, the Legend of Song Tea Towel.
Yeah.
For $20 or more, a Legend of Song Tea Towel. $30 or more, membership and an iron-on patch.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. Iron-on patch is so cool. Iron-on's really cool. $40 or more, club membership, and the CD pre-order. What's that?
At the end, there'll be an album. So you can, if you like CDs, then you can help me press the CD up by ordering it right now.
Is it making you? Is it causing you to write differently? This?
Yeah, it is. Because I mean, the whole thing is I didn't really know what I was going to do with an album, so I just thought I can just approach it a song by song. I can deal with a song at a time. So I'm, you know, the manifesto for the record is that I don't think about it as an album. I think about it as song. Each individual song is its own thing.
Is that kind of freaky?
Well, in a way, I mean, the responsibility of having subscribers and people I'm responsible to is a little bit terrifying at times. I've had a couple of sort of panicky standing over the abyss moments, but on the whole, it's actually, you know, it's actually liberating, and it's also like, you know, I quite need a kick up the ass in general.
There's a lot of musicians who do, but wouldn't be prepared to say it.
Yeah, you know? No, I'm fairly self-aware in that regard. And it's also just good, you know, like having a whole album, I kind of tend to, you know, want to think about, you know, some sort of overarching theme, or I don't know, it's sort of, it demands a bigger approach. But it's sort of like writing a short story versus a novel. You can kind of just, each thing can be its own thing, and I don't know, it can sound totally different.
But I mean, if you're doing it that way, it's kind of ends up as the months will string together and become the concept anyway.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think there'll be some accidental thing that
accidental genius.
Maybe, yeah.
I said that.
Yeah, you said that.
whilst doing this, I mean, does this mean you have to put the kibosh on playing live? Obviously not. I mean, you're playing All Considered Limits up there.
No, I'm not putting the kibosh on playing live, but I'm kind of pulling back on it. I'm not planning to do any tours this year, but I have got a couple of shows. I've got Arabia Buddha Scott next Thursday at Golden Dawn, for example. And Fabulous Arabia at Auckland City Limits, but in general, I'm kind of trying to work out what I'm going to do with the live thing this year. I haven't really got any plans apart from those two shows.
So it's all pretty much focused on Singles Club.
Yeah.
Well, hang on a minute. In the Singles Club, one of the upper end things that you can purchase is a solo.
If you really love New Zealand music and you really love Lawrence Arabia, if you actually really do. Then you could spend, how much are we talking there, Sarah?
We're talking about $2,000.
Okay, for $2,000, a private solo concert.
Yeah.
So that's playing live.
It's live. So, right, yeah, that might be my only performance.
Like we've written there, sure, it'll be a little awkward at first as we all get to know each other. But a couple of wines down and you and a cohort of urban friends will still be chuckling at my trademark cynical bonmots. And the comfort of your sitting room, library, swimming pool. You'd hope for swimming pool, wouldn't you? Truly, it'll be a night to remember, which you will recall fondly until the ravages of dementia take hold. You assume the people who pay you $2,000 will have their own library.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
You'd hope so. Good gig, library. And estimated delivery, April of this year. So that's, you don't get it at the end of the year, you get it promptly.
Well, that's the earliest I could
estimate.
conceivably deliver a solo concert, yeah.
And then the next one down from that, which is I'm not going to read all that out. That's a $500 pledge. That's that's pretty much the tea towel, the iron-on patch, the album.
That's kind of like everything, and sort of they get a lifetime pass to all of my concerts.
Really?
Yeah.
How cool!
There's also one that I'm super
golden
keen
ticket.
On,
golden
which
ticket,
is yeah. You singing Bette Midler's.
I'm not so fussed on that one, to be honest.
Down the phone.
I hate Bette Midler.
I did give them the option of one of my songs as well, but yeah, I'm hoping that I'm kind of hope. I mean, I've never sung "Wind Beneath My Wings" before, but it is an awful song, but but I felt like that kind of self-inflicted humiliation is worth the money, and someone bought it for their wife last night, so I'm quite,
there we go. Okay, good. Well, that's one you have to learn it now.
Yeah.
Hey, good luck with all that. Now there's only 10.5 hours left.
Yeah.
Of this chance. People go to Kickstarter and look up, what do we look at there? Lawrence Arabia Singles Club.
Yeah.
Or they can go to your website, right? And it'll link from there. So
yeah.
LawrenceArabia.com.
I think it's a really brave and exciting way to release your music all year. Well done.
Thank you.
And I look forward to every single month being able to play a new Lawrence Arabia track.
And this is the January track we're about to play for you now, yeah?
Yeah, we obviously have pledged a little bit, obviously. Have we?
We waited. So the public will be able to hear the songs, but the Singles Club get them early.
So it's elitist, but not elitist.
No, yeah. It's not elitist. It's sort of, it's egalitarian elitist.
Hey, I'm James. Thanks heaps for coming in. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck,
and have a great year.
Thank you.
Material.
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.